Brianna Pobiener questions meat-eating, but not in the way that you may think. She's a Fulbright scholar who travels the globe investigating how and what our caveman ancestors ate. And her work focuses on the first major dietary shift in human evolutionary history, meat-eating. She's a paleoanthropologist at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History, and she joins us today from the NPR studios in Washington, D.C. Brianna, good to have you with us.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So why do we eat meat?
Well, it's interesting. Those why questions are the hardest to answer in prehistory. But some ideas have to do with potentially changes in climate, where foods like fruit and different plants and other things that we may have eaten maybe became less available. Another thing is that there were big carnivores in the past who ate different kinds of animals, and there may have been a lot of meat left over in those animals, and some of our ancestors may have said, wow, that's a new food resource.
I see. So you'd find that carcass.
Exactly.
But this is what occurs to me, okay? To eat meat, I don't know, were people able to chew? Were the first humans able to chew raw meat? Because otherwise, you had to have fire, right? And generally, you had to have something to cut that meat away from wherever it was. So you had to have tools. There was a whole set of technology that had to be in place.
That's right. And so coincident with the time that you find the earliest evidence for meat eating, which is in the form of small cut marks on bones, so marks made by stone knives,
right.
You find those stone knives in the archaeological record. But you don't find evidence for the controlled use of fire or using fire to cook things until much, much later. So 2.5 million years ago, a little bit older than that, we have evidence for cut marks and the beginning of stone tool making, but we don't have evidence for fire until about 800,000 years ago. So it looks like early humans may have been eating raw meat, unless we just haven't found the evidence for cooking that goes back further than that.
Interesting. So that meant if you were eating raw meat 2.5 million years ago, you had to have the jaw and the teeth to be able to tear it and, you know, you had to be very strong.
Well, exactly. And our ancestors did have much more powerful jaws and much bigger teeth than us. But the neat thing about stone tools is they're essentially food processors outside of our mouths. So they enable us to cut meat into smaller pieces, maybe chewable pieces. So that was a big benefit to making stone tools in terms of our diet.
Did eating meat give early humans an edge? I mean, did it make them stronger or more powerful?
Well, there has been a link made between meat eating and an increase in the size of our brains. So there's an idea that meat is such a beneficial resource in terms of a compact source of calories and nutrients, that instead of having big guts like a lot of our living primate relatives do, chimpanzees, gorillas, that we didn't have to invest as much energy into these big guts because it takes a lot of time and energy to digest plants, and we could instead invest energy into growing big brains.
So are we hardwired to be meat eaters? I mean, if you decide you're not going to eat meat, are you going against some basic form of human nature?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the meat eating that we do or that our ancestors did, even back to the earliest time that we were eating meat, is culturally mediated. So you need some kind of processing technology in order to eat meat. And there is an amazing amount of social diversity in the way that meat is used and cooked and eaten in the modern world. So I don't necessarily think we are hardwired to eat meat, but it is an important part of our evolutionary history.
It must have been an incredible sensation to, in the early parts of your research, to find those bones that showed that it wasn't just that they were eaten by an animal, maybe with tooth marks, but there were signs that a tool had touched them.
That is still one of the most amazing and, you know, fantastic moments when I'm able to touch a fossil bone of an animal that early humans have butchered. It is literally reaching through time and and touching behavior in the past. And it's not often that you get a chance to do that.
It's pretty thrilling. Brianna, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much.
Paleoanthropologist Brianna Pobiner leads the public outreach for the Smithsonian Institution's Human Origins Program. Well, this is an opportunity for an over-the-top meat dish that cannot be passed by. Chef Adam Perry Lang has an original take on how to grill meat. Charred and scruffed figure into his techniques. So to get a quick primer, try his recipe for rib roast done like a steak. That recipe and information on Dr. Pobina's work in early meat eating are on the website, splendidtable.org.